KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 14 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today, a high of 28. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. In area news, sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say one person was arrested on a drug-related charge Sunday night. 23-year-old Jesse Allen Luft of Villisca was taken into custody just before 8 p.m. on a charge of distributing a controlled substance to a person under the age of 18. Luft was arrested in the 100 block of West 2nd Street in Villisca and brought to Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held on $25,000 bond. In an update to our report Sunday morning, police in Council Bluffs have released more information about a three-vehicle head-on crash that took place Friday evening when the driver of a minivan blacked out, causing the van to cross lanes of traffic and strike a vehicle that spun out and hit another. The crash resulted in numerous injuries. According to the police report, officers, along with Council Bluffs Fire and Rescue crews, responded to the crash in the 1600 block of West Broadway at around 10:15 p.m. Friday. Officials said 77-year-old Meredith Robinson of Omaha was driving a Chrysler Town & Country minivan when he blacked out at the wheel as he was traveling eastbound on West Broadway. The vehicle crossed into the westbound lanes of traffic and struck a Hyundai Elantra driven by 51-year-old Cassandra McCon of Des Moines. Her car spun around and hit a westbound Honda CR-V driven by 59-year-old Mary Horan Cummings of Council Bluffs. Horan Cummings, who was wearing her seatbelt, was not injured. Cassandra McCon suffered critical injuries in the crash. Three other people in the car, all from Des Moines, were injured. 29-year-old Heather McCon and 16-year-old Kayla McCon both suffered minor injuries. 63-year-old Robert McCon suffered critical injuries. All four were transported to Creighton CHI in Omaha for treatment. Cassandra and Robert McCon were wearing their seatbelts. Robinson suffered minor injuries. His passenger, 84-year-old Bertha Weinfurtner of Carter Lake, was critically injured. Both were transported to Nebraska Medicine for treatment. Authorities say the pair was wearing their seatbelts. Witnesses indicated that speed may have been a factor in the crash, which remains under investigation. A man from Shelby County was injured during a rollover accident Saturday morning in Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol says 28-year-old Nicholas Shaben of Portsmouth was traveling east on I-80 around 5 a.m. when he lost control of the 2004 Mercury Sable he was driving about 5 miles west of the Neola exit. The car went out of control and rolled over. Shaben traveled to a nearby residence and was transported by private vehicle to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A trio of area school district boards of education are set to meet this evening. In Oneida, the CAM school board meeting gets underway at 5:30 at the High School Media Center. On their agenda is a report on assessment data, along with a discussion of questions posed by the Adair-Casey School Board, who sent letters to neighboring districts with regard to possible whole grade sharing opportunities. The Adair-Casey Board is set to meet Wednesday evening to discuss the related matters. The CAM School Board will also set the time and date for a public hearing on an early start date for the 2015-2016 school year. They locked on driver's education contract and student fees, audit bids, and receive the CAM Education Association's opening proposal. The board will then hold an exempt session for negotiations prior to adjourning for the evening. The Griswold School Board is set to meet at 5:45 in the Central Office Boardroom. On their agenda is action on the second reading of board policies, a fully automated timing system for the track, lawn chemical application bids, lawn mowing specifications, the 2015-16 school calendar, sports lighting bids, and insurance specifications. They'll also hold a work session for financial discussion only. And in Elkhorn, the Exira Elkhorn-Kimbleton School Board will meet at 7 p.m. in the Family and Consumer Science Room at the high school. Action items on their agenda include contracts with Tony Santisteban, the boys' varsity track coach, and Kelly Nielsen, assistant varsity track coach. Administrative matters, including the modified allowable growth dropout prevention budget and the budget guarantee for the 2015-16 school year, and approval of a baseball scoreboard. And a high school says it's increasing security efforts following three fights in a single day on its campus last week. Principal Tim Miller of West Des Moines Valley High School sent a message to students' families Sunday night saying more police will be at the school. He said there will be increased supervision of hallways and backpack checks at the school's main entrances. The increase in security measures follows three fights that broke out Thursday. School officials reported that about 75% of the students came to school the next day. The average attendance rate is 97%. Miller says the additional security at West Des Moines Valley will continue until they return to their normal and expected learning environment. In our funeral announcements, Betty Clocky, age 85 of Carroll, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for Betty Clocky will be today at 10:30 at the St. Lawrence Church in Carroll. Odie Twitt Funeral Home in Carroll has arrangements. Larry Jacobson, age 73 of Walnut, died Thursday. A celebration of life service for Larry Jacobson will be today at 10:30 at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Dorothy Sonderman, age 97 of Erling, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Dorothy Sonderman will be today at 10:30 at the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Violet Hilsebeck, age 69 of Audubon, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Violet Hilsebeck will be today at 11 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Earl Clayton, age 59 of Dexter, died Friday. Funeral services for Earl Clayton will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Dexter United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Dean Androy, age 66 of Missouri Valley, died Friday. Funeral services for Dean Androy will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Paul McDaniel and Denise McDaniel, both age 57 and of Atlantic, died February 4th and 5th, respectively. A celebration of life visitation for Paul and Denise McDaniel will be tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Betty Greenwalt, age 80 of Fontenelle, died Tuesday in Greenfield. Memorial services for Betty Greenwalt will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Leona Sloss, age 88 of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Funeral services for Leona Sloss will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. And Betty Huddleston, age 86 of Fontenelle, died Sunday. Funeral services for Betty Huddleston are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.